What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Once again, your song of the day from 1958. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
It's a mood changer, Jake. That's the one thing about that song. Something that, oh, it's good. A lot of songs are really good. A lot of Christmas songs are really good. They don't change moods. This one changes moods. This will be like a song you're playing as the... Like today, the girls are all home. They'll be doing Christmas stuff. They'll be playing. And people just kind of, right away, you're just kind of bouncing around the kitchen. I mean, can you imagine this one, Jake? What do you do for the song? I play the sax. Can you imagine being the sax player that came in 1950?
That's a very powerful.
Imagine that, would you? I play the sax. I couldn't imagine that day when he walked into the studio, got his sax out. Imagine getting it out of the case. Just seeing that happen, and then he just nails it. I mean, that was like Clarence Clemens type of stuff.
Yeah, it was. We played Clarence, Springsteen on Friday. Santa Claus is coming to town, and we both played the sax solo there. Clarence.
And then that's what stands out the most about this song. But the energy, and it changes moods, and it changes me. It's a 10. Just a 10.
I just want to make this very clear. So yesterday, when you were not here, Bill, I played Sip's favorite song, which is Run, Rudolph, Run. Chuck
Run,
Berry.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Those songs both came out in 1958.
Think about that. Better times.
You had that song and Run, Rudolph, Run in 1958. Wow. And I'm sure when we played Bing Crosby before, that's probably the 50s as well,
yeah.
I would think.
Oh, yeah. Have we had anything come out, probably in the 40s maybe even, have we had anything come out in the last 25 years we listened to at Christmas?
No.
I mean, Springsteen, that was in the 70s,
wasn't it? 1974,
I think. 1974. I mean, is there anything come out in the last 25 years that we've listened to?
I think the song that a lot of women like is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, right? And that's from like, is it Whitney Houston, one of the two.
I don't know if we can count that as a classic.
That's like the late 90s, though. It's not like a Bing Crosby type or a
That's
Brenda
what I like
Lee.
About Christmas is you immediately go back in time every year. It's not like, can we play some new Christmas songs? No, we don't. Hell no, we can't. We play the exact same ones, and they're awesome.
Give me some Burl Ives. Come on.
Exactly.
Holly jolly Christmas.
I roll in. I'm just at the cusp. I rolled in a little late to church on Sunday, Jake. And all of a sudden, like that, I just get done with kind of a little meet and greet with everybody like that. And all of a sudden, boom, first song's up. Guess what it was? Hark the herald angels sing.
Mood changer.
That's what I'm looking for. Mood changing Christmas music. It's a 10.
I think Sip would probably be a 10 or a 9.
It'd be high 9s. Yeah. It'd be high 9s. There's no doubt. It would change his mood. But I just love that all you do in Christmas songs is go back in time.
And always.
Always.
Ratings here before we get to Bill's thrills. Okay. Fritz and Lincoln, 6.6. Houston, 7. Vernon Dakin, 7. Mike and Dalton, 8. Giltner, 7.9. Marcus, 9.2. Rod, 8. Says nice on that one.
Nice.
Les and Lincoln, great song, 9.1. Doug in Idaho, 10. I'm a very Merry Christmas fella.
I think the part that shocks me the most is, who sang it?
That's Brenda Lee.
Had no idea it was Brenda Lee.
I did either. I'd never heard of Brenda Lee before.
I've never heard of Brenda Lee before either.
We knew Chuck Berry, but it didn't hurt. Ryan in California, 8.4. Bill and Bennett, 7. Who
Bird!
6!
Thank you, Bird.
Pretty good score from Bird. Bird gave, I believe, yesterday's song an 8.
8.
Nice. So, how, Bert's getting in the Christmas
spirit. How was the household yesterday?
Oh, they were high. Were they? They were both, I think, in the nines yesterday. Okay. Yeah, the household has chimed in here. The OG CJ says 0.1. Christmas isn't until Thursday. Hey, OG.
Hey, OG. No.
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 No Scrooge here.
No Scrooge.
This week.
No, we don't do it here. We do Christmas all
we're
week.
Happy people here. The household, Jennifer, 8, 9, hubby, 7. Solid scores.
Imagine if that was your life. If you lived your life that Christmas music was only on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Now you're losing a lot there.
Yeah, come on. Lyle Omaha, 8, 8. White Sharpie says, don't be a Scrooge, 10. See, there you go. Husker Mike, who gave us the car today, 8.
Great picture.
Your friend, Gavin and Pender, 9.
Gavin, thank you.
Stan and Bennett, 9.1.
Our statistician, Gavin.
Former producer Rudy chimes in listening to the show.
Rudy!
He says,
from Texas.
Yes, he says 7.8. The saxophone solo is insane.
Thank you, Rudy. God, we miss Rudy. I'm telling you that right now. Rudy, right now, Jake's stressed. Not having here.
But yeah, I've been doing a lot of stuff.
Rudy
here.
Hung in there too. Like that. A lot of his college friends were done with school several days earlier, and Rudy could have left, and Rudy hung in there with us.
He's
Thank
here.
You.
Yep. 7.5 from someone in Barrington, Kansas. Unnamed texter, though.
Barrington.
We still live in Barrington. I don't know. East Lincoln West, 9. Bearded Ben, 9. I got to get to YouTube before we
move. That tube.
Albert, 10 on YouTube. Nels in Montana. Yeah. Says 2.1. Not on my favorites list. Okay, Nels, it's all right. We still like you. Bolt, 8.7.
Don't like you as much, Nels, but we do like you.
Heyman, 3.1 on that song.
Heyman, stop.
He told us it's not Christmas music at all, though. So CL Porter, 7.9. Brad, 9.29. Robert, 9.23. Song of the day was from 1958. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda.
It's a isn't Rocking Around the Christmas isn't that in Christmas Vacation?
I think it's for sure in Home Alone 1.
Yeah, that's what that may ask one thing.
It might be in Christmas Vacation. It might be in Christmas Vacation.
Might be Home Alone. I don't know. Help us out, Breakers.
Probably several songs because it's that good. It is time
Home Alone.
Without further ado, it's time for Bill's Thrills here on a Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your home, kitchen, bathroom, and everything else. Hallways included as well for Randy. 402.
Hallways, stairways, bathrooms, flooring. Basements.
You can text Randy or call
Addicts
him at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
He's hustling and bustling. He's delivering those he's bidding jobs and delivering hot cinnamon rolls today.
Okay.
So he has a truckload of hot cinnamon rolls. He has those carrying things like pizzas come in. He has those little carriers that keeps him warm.
I like that.
So he's out traveling around doing that. We appreciate Randy for doing that very much. I spoke with Randy last night, so that was kind of fun.
How was he? Good spirit?
Happy. Very happy.
Perma smile.
Christmas. I mean, Randy is Christmas.
He is.
If you think about it, he really is. Okay. Bugaboos.
Okay.
Things that bother me.
You like this?
This has bothered me a lot. Some of it might not hit, but it hits home with me a lot. It's time to amend for those who defend. It's time to amend for those who defend. It's time to say bye-bye.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans!
Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
To the sports tie. As a defender, I've had it. I'm done with it. I'm tired of it. Why this happens, why this is what the rule is, I have no idea.
Oh.
Tie goes to the runner. Tie goes to the runner. Why? Why? The guy just made an incredible play to get the ball to first, but yet, why does the offense get the play? Why the defenders not get the play? Fumble. Ball's on the ground. Ball's loose. Two teams are on it. It's even. Dual possession goes to the offense. Why? Why can defense not ever have that? They're busting their tails, doing all this stuff. Why does every rule have to go to the offensive side of the ball? It's all every rule change in football in the last 40 years is to get more what? More points. That's all they want. How about watching that? What did you think of that Indiana-Ohio State 13-10 game? Did you watch that one?
I did.
How fun was that?
I liked it.
Yeah, how fun was that? Did it have to be 62-60? No, it didn't. How about trying to make some of the rules fair for those out there? Every rule change has been against them. Oh, it's a dual possession catch in the end zone. What is it? Oh, it's a touchdown. Because it's even, but the offense always wins. That's how the things carry out. In baseball, I don't know, I think this has changed now, but Jake, they used to have in the World Series, every other year, they would change if there was a DH or not a DH. And it so every
okay.
Just do the same thing. This year, all ties go to the defense. And then in the odd years, then it goes back to the offense.
Interesting.
Why is every time, every tie go to the offense? We're coaching on, guess what? You know how lives could have changed on a tie that went to the defense? Could change jobs, could change lives, but no, it's like, no, just common. No, the offense gets it. Not liking it, Jake.
We've been trained that points, like you said, are fun. That's what we've been trained.
Trained.
Like,
and then also, right away,
we untrain ourselves.
And how many times you say it now? It's a tie, goes the offense. First, you're like that.
Yeah.
Why? Tell me why. Who made this rule up? Someone back in the 40s said all ties go to baseball, all ties go to the runner. Why? Guy makes an unbelievable play, not buying it. I want a rotation. I'm not asking for permanent. I'm not asking for permanent change. I'd like permanent change. I'm not asking for it. What I want is every other year, I want the ties or dual possession to go to the defense.
So in Bill Bush's world, just to clarify here, if MLB was saying in 2025, the tie goes to the runner.
Yeah.
Next year, the tie goes to the first baseman, whoever it is.
Yes. Yes.
If it's tight. Out!
It'd be, how awesome would it be? Like, if that would have been last year, he'd be safe.
World Series.
Oh,
that's incredible.
It's incredible. Why not? I don't know. Tell me why. There's rule changes every year. There's stuff even right now you look at and go, that is complete buffoonery.
You'd say, don't complain. This was known before the year began.
We all knew the rules.
Faster.
How many times have you seen under the pile? That's a fumble. It's like, you see there's two guys, and then they're going, they call it. They go, nope, offense. They get the ball. All ties go to the offense. I'd like to coach on that side of the ball when all your benefits go to you. But the guys on defense, your job is to stop them. And if you don't, we'll fire you. We'll just get to fight. Well, if you don't get one more fumble recovery, one more dual possession catch that goes the defensive way, maybe you still have your job. Don't know. Anything for the text line, Jake?
Husker Jeff chimes in, 464-5685. He says, call it a cat game like in tic-tac-toe. You got to have a winner, though, right?
That's
right. Is that, you know, cat game is just a tie.
No, you got to have a winner. I just want him rotation. Yep. How about that? I'm not asking either for it permanent. I'm not even going that. It should be permanent. Why is defense, why are they always the ones that get kicked right in the gut? I like to know.
Yeah, you're not being selfish. You're trying to fight for the defense every other year or every other game possibly.
And also remember, if you're sitting there going like, well, I like it the other way, Dad, then there's going to be a play that's going to come up or it's going to be a tie. You're going to be like, man, I wish that Bush system was in where the defense got the ball. Because guess what? That could happen in the game against Utah. It could easily come up, and also it's going to be son of a gun.
Now, here's a concept that could help on a game-to-game basis, Bill. Joe in Boulder says, could they have a possession arrow like they do in basketball?
No. Be interesting. Would be somewhat interesting. It would be. Or what if this one, what if you get to make the call with, like, say it's overtime like that. We want to go on defense first, and then what do you want? We'd like the dual possession to go to us.
Might not happen. In case it does,
I want it out there.
It's ours. Interesting.
Yes. Every other year, it's all I'm asking.
Giltner says rock, paper, scissors to settle all tied plays. Well, you never know. I like the, you know, you're not trying to say it should go all to defense permanently. It's just once in a while.
But since time, offense gets it every time. It's like, how does this come out like that? But they want, you know what everybody wants? Defense. Defense. Until it's like, well, it might harm points. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Give them more points.
Yeah, you got some support here. People like this. I mean, why? I mean, again, we've been trained in society that points are fun and that scoring is fun. And I like a high scoring game. But like you said, Bill, Indiana, Ohio State was fascinating. It was 13-10. It wasn't a high scoring.
Fascinating. Now on defense, especially in the NFL, if you just touch a receiver at 5 yards, illegal contact, it's like you can't do anything. But we don't even get the ties. Do everything perfect, that tie it up. No, no can do. Everything's going one way. Offense going this way. Mm. Huh. Gets me worked up, Jake.
Well, I think this is a very good bugaboo. The headline one more time, please, Bill.
Be glad to, Jake. Mm-hmm. It's time to amend for those who defend. It's time to say bye-bye to the sports tie.
And that is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contract. For some reason, my head, when you said that, I was not thinking properly. I was thinking about how, you know, Jim Hansen had like a sports tie with all the different helmets on. I thought you were saying no more of that. But you're saying the ties and games. Now we're all on the same page.
On the same page. Like I'd love that. Think of the fight it would be, because sometimes you're down there on defense, you're in a tie, and you know it's like going, I'm not getting this ball. I'm not getting this ball. It's going to go to the offense. And we're tied. We're perfectly tied for this ball, and I'm not getting it because of some rule. I wonder who the guy came up with it. Yeah. Was it like,
let's find him.
Was it like Chet Stevens? You know, 1946.
Chet
said, "Hey, all tied. Everything goes to the offense that we're doing."
You regret this decision, Chet. You wish you had amended this.
Imagine if the guy would have said the first meeting would have said, "What are we going to do with tie at first base? He's out." Okay, that'd have been it. It's a tie. He's out. That's what it is. So
get the defense credit. I like it. It's Bugaboo Tuesday and Bill's Thrills. When we come back, there's a rumor for a name in the portal for quarterback for Nebraska. Would fans like this name? We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
League One Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive blocks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7, 2026, with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lovb.com/iHeart.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.